In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we're at Luisa, the Mediatrix of All Divine Life, Part 1 on page 8, and this is Volume 20. 9:28-26. And Jesus added, My good, my daughter, it is my glory, the triumph of my holy divine will, that requires all this, but it wants, it demands that its first triumph be over you, Luisa. Aren't you happy to become the victory? Aren't you happy to be the triumph of the supreme will? So here we find that these are titles that Jesus gives to Luisa. It demands that its first triumph, the first glory, the first victory is Luisa. She's the first human being that possesses this gift. No other person possesses this gift. She's the first, and the second one to receive this will be the Holy Father. That's what we find in the three appeals. So what God is looking, he's trying to convince us about who Luisa is. It is my glory, it is the triumph of my divine will that requires all of this. But it wants, the divine will demands that its first triumph be over Luisa. And then he says to her, aren't you happy? But he's saying this to us too. Aren't we happy to know that Luisa is the victory? Luisa is the triumph of the supreme will of God. So again, this is for our benefit that God is telling us this, so that we can begin to understand this great gift of the divine will. And it's Luisa and Luisa, Luisa. Volume 20, 10, 2, 26. If you see me taciturn, it is not because of you, Luisa, because between me and you, between God and Luisa, there is no need of words in order to understand each other. So here we see this oneness that Jesus is telling us about Luisa and him. He says very clearly, there's no need for of words in order to understand each other. To see each other is to understand each other. So again, this is what God wants with us. Right now, there's a difference between what we say and what we do, what we think and what we do. And with Luisa, Jesus says there's no need for words. We understand each other. Just to see each other, we understand each other. So again, this goes way beyond where the human is at this point. The humans are miserable. Humans are weak. They're not constant. It's always a mess. And with Jesus and Luisa, there's a unity there. There's a oneness there. She has gone beyond the misery of the human will. To live in God's holy divine will, she sees in Christ herself, and Christ sees in Luisa himself. The misery of the human will is not there. And for us, the misery is still there. We're, you know, it's, this is why we go to confession each week. This is why we are always saying the act of contrition. It's we are the ones that are very far from being one with God. But God wants us to know that there's a oneness between Luisa and Jesus. So Jesus says, I, God, pour all of myself into you, Luisa, and you, Luisa, return this, I love you, back into me. And in pouring myself, I pour new graces in you, Luisa, and you take them, because what is necessary for you, who must be the primary cause in order to form the kingdom of the eternal fiat, shall not be necessary for those who only have to live in it. So here we're getting another understanding of Luisa. We just live in it. She possesses it. She's the primary cause to form the kingdom. A human is the primary cause to form the kingdom of God. And therefore, it's not necessary for us to live in it, to have what she has. But it tells us that what God is expecting of us is to go back to Louisa. Keep on going to Louisa. She's the font. She's the one that forms. She's the primary cause that forms the kingdom of God in us. So he says very clearly, God pours all of himself into Louisa, and Louisa returns all that I love you back into God. And pouring myself, Jesus says, as God, I pour new divine graces into you, Louisa, never before seen. They weren't seen in Adam. When you read Adam and Louisa, what you see, what you hear is something magnificent. Where Adam lost the divine will, Louisa begins to receive it. She brings back, but even more so, this gift of the divine will that Adam lost. And now she, because of her, Jesus says, it's necessary for her, who is the primary cause in order to form the kingdom of the divine fiat. God is asking us, would you be willing to learn more about her? Would you be willing to go back to her? Would you be willing to study her? It's, you know, people say, well, I want to go to Jesus. I want to go to Mary. Okay, that's basically what the Protestants say about Mary. All I need is Jesus. I don't need the Blessed Mother. But St. Louis de Montfort explains very clearly, you go to Jesus through Mary. And now to Jesus and Mary through Louisa. This is what God is asking. He's asking us to possess this gift. Think about it. She must be the primary cause. These new abundant graces, unheard of prodigies, are found in Louisa in order to form the kingdom of the eternal fiat. And therefore, it's not necessary for us to have what she has. But she's the font. She's the source. This is what God is doing. He's saying, I'm giving you this human who possesses everything. And therefore, we can have it 30, 60, or 100 fold. And most people don't want Louisa. It's very sad. They say, you know, the kingdom of God belongs to me. It's mine. And that's not true. The kingdom of God belongs to Louisa. She's the primary cause to form the kingdom of the divine fiat. So again, we got to get rid of that pride to think that, this is mine. It doesn't matter. Well, no, it's hers. And the more that we can receive of this gift comes only when we go to Louisa. She is the one. She is the one. I know a lot of people love St. Francis and become Franciscans, or love St. Benedict and become Benedictines, or love St. Dominic and become Dominicans, and all the religious orders. They go to their founder or foundress. This is not human. This is of God. This is divine. And Jesus is saying to us, you want this gift? You want this life? Go to Louisa. This is why it's important to have a picture of Louisa. It's important to have a medal of Louisa. It's important to have a statue of Louisa. This is going to be our way to get to have the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. The more we understand Louisa, the more that we go to Louisa. So Jesus says very, very clearly to us through Louisa, with you, it is not only about living in the divine will, but about forming the divine will. Therefore, your Jesus must abound very much with you, Louisa, to give you, Louisa, the raw materials for the formation of a kingdom so holy. The formation, she forms the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, a human. And what we're used to is saintly things, good things, holy things. We're not used to the divine. We're not used to God manifesting himself in such a way that it's given to us humanly. Because this is done through Louisa. When we go to Holy Communion, we get a glimpse of this through the priest. The priest, through the sacrament, through the consecration, that bread, that wine becomes the body and blood of Christ. So we can see that through a human, because of the grace of God, through transubstantiation. But now Jesus is saying, I'm going to form a kingdom through this woman. Now think about it. Our Lady is Queen of Heaven and Earth. Jesus is the King and King of Kings, the Lord of Lords of the Earth, of the universe. And now they have a newborn, and they're giving to this newborn their royalty. They've given to Louisa the means to bring about the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. She's going to form it. And when we first think about this, we think, well, Jesus has to do this. Mary has to do this. And no, they've done their role. Their role was to bring about redemption, the kingdom of redemption. And now God wants the kingdom of sanctification, the kingdom of the divine will. And he's given this task to Louisa, a person who was in bed for 64 years, not eating, drinking, or sleeping. It's her job to form this kingdom, a kingdom so holy. She has all the raw materials, Jesus says. She says, therefore, your Jesus must abound very much with you, Louisa. Again, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, is found in Louisa Picaretta. How this is astonishing in a human. It's, you know, we love Jesus, we love Mary, we consecrate ourselves to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. But Jesus is saying, I want more than that. I want to reign in you. I want my mother to reign in you. So this kingdom of Jesus and Mary is now found in Louisa. Louisa is the primary cause to form the kingdom. God has poured himself out completely in Louisa, in a human. And so what the Lord is saying to us, now I'm going to bring about sanctification. This is not about being good and holy and saintly by doing the will of God, but to enter into the divine will so that the kingdom is established on earth in us as the saints possess God in heaven. So again, it goes back to, you know, this image of Louisa, this picture of Louisa, this statue of Louisa, this, do we have this in our home? You know, we have pictures of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, but do you have the primary cause the person who is the primary cause to form the kingdom of the eternal fiat? Do you have the one where Jesus says he must abound very much with this person? He has given this person, Louisa Picaretta, all the raw materials to form the kingdom of God on earth as the saints possess it in heaven. This is the kingdom of God coming on earth as it is in heaven through a human. And again, Jesus says to Louisa, you're nothing. You're nothing but a blade of grass. But I want to use you to bring about this great gift, bring about sanctification. So again, this is all for us. Most people will not want this. Most people won't believe it. Most people will feel it's not the truth. And Jesus is saying to us, will you embrace this? I mean, remember what he did with the bread. He says, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. I am the bread from heaven. And the people just said, sorry, can't do it. And they walked away. And then Jesus said to the apostles, will you too leave me? And Peter responds, we believe you are the Christ. You are the Messiah. You have the words of eternal life. Where can we go? It's the same thing with this gift of the divine will. This gift of the divine will, this book of heaven, is the book of heaven because this is what Jesus has given to us. And either we embrace this and read this and it becomes our everything, or it's one of the many things that we do in the church. And if that's where it is, God says, fine, then it will be one of the many things that you will receive. You won't have the source of this kingdom reigning in you. You won't have, as Jesus says, the primary cause of the one who forms the kingdom of God in us on earth, as the saints have it in heaven. So again, we look at Louisa, and we have to begin to listen to Jesus. She is the one that's going to bring us this kingdom. She is the one that's going to form this kingdom in us. This is what God has planned. And it's formed in her, And now Jesus is saying to us, how much do you want this? Do you want 30, 60, or 100-fold? What do you want to produce? Because he won't interfere with our freedom, our free will. Our free will is everything to Jesus, and he has to give us what we want. So if we want this more than anything, then we have to prove it to Jesus by reading, by studying, by putting this into practice. So volume 20, 10, 12, 26. But all this is not all. It's not everything, Jesus says. Do you know what the first daughter delivered by my holy divine will means? Now, Jesus is saying this to Louisa, but mainly to us. It means not only that Louisa is the first to be the first in the love, divine love of God, in all the things of her Creator, but to enclose within herself all of the love and all of the goods of all the other little children of the holy divine will. So where do we find everything? For us, it's found in Louisa. Jesus wants us to go to Louisa. And again, like I said, many people, you know, consecrate themselves to Jesus and to Mary, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, because that's what the saints have taught us. That's what Jesus has asked the saints. But now what Jesus is asking us is go to Louisa. Everything is found in Louisa. Everything that you need is found in Louisa. He says, don't you know that the first daughter delivered by my most holy divine will, what it means not only to be the first in the love of God and all things of her God, but to enclose within herself all of the divine love, all of the divine goods of all the children of the little children of the holy divine will. So where do we go for this gift? We go to Louisa. Again, you have to get into a conversation with her and begin to let her lead, guide, and direct us to the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary, which she possesses, to lead us to the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, which she forms in the soul. I mean, again, the new Adam and the new Eve have a newborn. What Louisa possesses is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. What she gives to us is what Jesus and Mary possess. She is the channel through which this grace flows. And for Louis de Montfort, it was to Jesus through Mary. She was the channel to Jesus. Now to Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, for the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, the channel of all this grace comes to us through Louisa. This is what's so amazing. Most people, let's look at all, most Christians, do not want Our Lady. Most Christians do not want the Holy Father. Most Christians do not want the sacraments, do not want the sacramentals, do not want the Blessed Sacrament. They don't want to receive the body, blood, soul, and the divinity of Christ. They don't want to wear the scapular. They don't want to pray the rosary. That's where most Christians are. And so, like I said about those four stages, those people are in the dark. They're in a house with all the windows closed. The Catholic life, the full deposit of faith, is opening up the windows and having the light, the sun of the divine will pour into the house, and to learn how to do the will of God. But Jesus has given us the book of heaven, where we go outside into the light, where we begin to possess everything that Louisa possesses. And the first line there, but this is not everything. It's to get to the point of leaving earth and entering into the sun, participating in the sun, which the Vatican said very clearly is the book that it says, Louisa, the sun, S-U-N, of my divine will, Jesus says, is Louisa Picaretta, and the Vatican quotes that. Again, it's more than about being good and holy and saintly. That's wonderful. It's beautiful, but it's done on a saintly human manner. Jesus wants this done on a divine manner. And this is why he keeps on saying to us, all you possess, all the love of God, all the things of God. They're all enclosed within you. The divine love of all the goods of everybody else is found in Louisa. That's found in Jesus. That's found in Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Now a human possesses it. That's not seeing Louisa's Jesus or Louisa's Mary. No, she's the newborn, the firstborn. So again, he says this very, very clearly. So if the other children shall possess each one his own part, she, Louisa, as firstborn, shall possess altogether all the goods of all the others. She possesses everything. Do you see why it's important to go to Louisa? Louisa is going to show each and every one of us what God wants for us. Again, what you possess, I don't possess. What I possess, you don't possess. And it's not that, you know, anybody's better than anybody else. It's this is what God has planned. So in order to have this gift, you got to go to Louisa. In order to understand this gift, you have to go to Louisa. So you have to look at your life during today. How often did you talk to Louisa? I mean, how often did you talk to Jesus and Mary? Okay, that's for redemption, the kingdom of redemption. Now Jesus is saying, I want you to have the kingdom of sanctification. I want Louisa to form in you, to help you begin to understand how to live this life. And this by right and with divine justice, because as firstborn to Louisa did my holy divine entrust, to the divine will entrust everything. It's right and with justice. Louisa is the firstborn. Louisa is the newborn. And to Louisa, God entrusted everything because of his divine will. Gave everything to Louisa because of the divine will. Therefore, in Louisa is the origin of all things. Louisa has the cause for which creation was created. Louisa has the purpose for which the divine actions and the divine love entered the world, entered the field. Remember what he said? I remember the first time I read that. He said, Louisa, creation was made for you. And, you know, my first thought was, I thought it was made for Adam. No, it was made for Louisa. He knew the Blessed Mother would possess this gift. He knew Adam was going to fail. He knew that he was going to give more to mankind because of Adam failing and Jesus and Mary coming to earth to redeem mankind so that God can give Louisa everything. And then that would be given to us if we choose, if we wish. Don't let anything shock you when you're reading this. It's to be in awe. Our response should be, thank you, Jesus, for Louisa. We haven't even begun to understand the depth of this love that Jesus has for Louisa. What does he say? He says it very clearly. He says, by right and by justice, as firstborn, Louisa did my divine will entrust everything to Louisa. To Louisa gave everything. He says, therefore, to Louisa is the origin of all things. To Louisa is the cause for which creation was created. To Louisa was the purpose for which the divine action and the divine love of God entered the field. I mean, I get a kick out of people saying, well, I possess the divine will. You possess the divine will. You know, who possesses it? It's Louisa. There's a lot of pride in people saying, well, I want it, so it's mine. It belongs to me. Well, Jesus says that's the first step. He wants us to travel eternally in the divine will. The first step is to want it, but to possess it is to go outside in the third step in the divine will and repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. You do your prevening act in the morning and you do your actual acts throughout the day. That's what God is waiting for. And the more that we know about this, the more that we do this, the more we will be able to begin to possess this. Nobody possesses it yet. So again, what Jesus is trying to get across to us is the firstborn, the newborn. Where's the picture of Louisa in your home? Where is the picture of Louisa? Where is the statue of Louisa? Where is the image of Louisa? She is very, very, very important. I want this gift, but Jesus is saying over and over, where is Louisa in you? Do you go to her? Do you talk to her? Do you pray to her? Do you ask her? When you read the volumes, are you talking the divine will over with her? She possesses it. She knows all about it. She knows exactly what God wants for you. And so do we go to Louisa? So again, the next line. Louisa, who was to be the firstborn daughter of our divine will, was the primary cause of all the works of a God. God knew the Blessed Mother, Theotokos. He knew she was going to be here. He knew that Adam was going to sin. He knew that Adam was going to fall. But he has something greater than what he was to give to Adam. And that's why on Holy Saturday we say, oh, happy fault of Adam. Listen to what God says. Louisa, who was to be the firstborn daughter of our divine will, was the primary cause of all the works of a God. Therefore, as a consequence, from Louisa we derive all goods. From Louisa everyone comes to God. To Louisa do they return. Okay, so that line there is very important too. We return to God through Louisa. Why? She possesses the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. So in our prayer life, you know, where is Louisa Picaretta? Where is Louisa? Again, our God is trying to get across to us. This is her gift. She forms the kingdom of God in each one of us. She, through her, we return back to God, the way God wants us to. So, again, we're the 30, 60, or 100-fold. How much do we know Louisa? How much do we love Louisa? How often do we go to Louisa so Louisa can bring us to Jesus and Mary? Louisa can bring us to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Remember the paragraph, that's very, very important for us to know is Volume 17, May 4th, 1925. It says very clearly, the Father wanted the reflection of the Holy Trinity on earth. And of the paternity of Father, the Father was the maternity of Mary. Under Jesus, Son of God, is Jesus, Son of Mary. Under the Holy Spirit is Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. Again, this is not saintly. God is asking us to share in divinity. He really wants this to happen. So Jesus says, you will return back to God through Louisa. And then he says, see then how fortunate you are. He's saying this to Louisa, but he's really saying it to us. You cannot fully comprehend what it means to have primacy in love and primacy in all the things of your God. Who has the primacy in love? Louisa. Who, again, Our Lady possesses it. Jesus possesses it. But which human born of original sin has the primacy in love? It is Louisa Picaretta. Which human has the primacy in all things of God? And we look at us and, you know, we are fascinated by the things of the world, the flesh, and the devil. And, you know, just look at how many people get addicted to all the things of the earth, you know, all the things that are out there. Even humans, you know, the Hollywood stars or musicians or even authors, people just love to be near them. No, it's Jesus and Mary through Louisa. This is where we should be. It's Jesus and Mary through Louisa. And if something comes up that's a difficulty, go to Louisa. That's what Jesus keeps on saying to us. You got to recognize the truth. You want the divine will? Go to Louisa. You know, it's when we pray, it's always through the intercession of Louisa. When we do the command prayer, it's always through the intercession of Louisa. We are listening to what Jesus is saying and wanting this gift. Now, don't you know that the primacy that Adam lost his firstborn son of my divine will has been passed on to you, Louisa Picaretta, and that in you, Louisa Picaretta, I, God, must enclose all the goods that I, God, was to enclose in Adam, had Adam not withdrawn from my holy divine will. Therefore, I, God, look at you, Louisa Picaretta. I look at you as the first creature to come out of our hands, because the one who lives in my divine will is always the first before her creator. And even if she was born in a later in time, this says nothing. In our most holy divine will, the one, Louisa, who has never gone out of our divine will, is always first. See, that's important for us. We're going to enter into this life. Remember what it says, the first will come last and the last will come first. We have to understand we're at the end of the second era of redemption, and we're beginning to enter into the third era of sanctification. And Jesus says, those that the last will be the first. We are the ones that are receiving this gift, but we have to do it properly, and that's through Louisa. Don't be fooled to think that you possess this gift. It's not given to the proud. This gift is given to the humble, to the little, to the insignificant, to the hidden. That's what God is looking for. The ones that go to the room, close the door, and pray. The ones that are always talking to Louisa. Always saying, Louisa, show me this. Louisa, I need help here. Louisa, you possess this gift. They're the ones that are going to have this gift. And the first one will be the Pope. He will be the first one to receive this gift. And this is what we have to understand. Jesus is saying, it's so amazing. Being born later in time says nothing. There's no time or space with God. In our divine will, this Louisa, the one who has never gone out of the divine will, is always first. She is the first. She is the newborn. She is the firstborn of the divine will. We have to remember that. That is so important for us to remember that she is the firstborn, the newborn of the divine will. See then, you must care, Louisa. You must care about everything. She's in charge. See, everything's going to be formed. What does he say? Everything's going to be formed because of her. Because she is the firstborn. God gave her everything. He gave her the origin of all things, the cause for which creation was created. As a consequence, he says, everyone will receive all the goods. All that they do will come from her, Louisa, and they will return back to God in the divine manner, the way that God breathed it into Adam, even more so now as he breathed it into Louisa. We're going to return back to God through her. So Jesus says, you must care about everything. He says, my coming itself is the irresistible force of my divine will that draws you to me, Louisa, that disposes you, Louisa. Do you see what God is doing? This is just completely astonishing. He says, therefore, I, God, want the highest gratitude at your fortune of being the firstborn daughter of my divine will. And he says to us, I, God, want the little children of the holy divine will to have the highest gratitude at our fortune of having little Louisa, the firstborn daughter of the divine will, as our little mama. He says, I demand this. Everything is ready. But you have to understand how important this gift is. You have to begin to understand this. He says, now, in volume 20, 11, 27, 26, now, my daughter Louisa, in order to be daughter of my divine will, you, Louisa, have been generated in the divine will. She's born of the divine will. In you, Louisa, In the divine will, you, Louisa, have been formed. And in forming you, Louisa, the light, the divine love of my divine will, more than blood, has grafted in you, Louisa, its divine ways, its divine attitude, its divine operating. Make you, Louisa, embrace everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Again, there's no way you can't understand what Jesus is saying. And again, the Vatican has read this, and the Vatican says, we want these books out. I mean, can you imagine where the theologians are going to go with this? I mean, I remember when I was in the seminary, every priest that died since 1880, I think, would send his books back to the library of the seminary. And the seminary the South Building was filled with books. Filled with books. Floor to ceiling. I mean, row after row after row after row after magnificent books. Books that were unbelievable. And the tragedy is they brought in a Protestant to go through the books. And he brought payloaders up to the windows, to the second floor windows, where they threw all the books in a payloader and threw them in the dumpster, threw them in the garbage. I mean, some of these books were, as a matter of fact, somebody did grab some of the books and brought them to a university. They were all the writings of John Neumann and Cardinal Neumann. And the people at the university said, where did you ever find these books? These are priceless. And just imagine all the books, all the amazing books that were tossed out, destroyed. There was, you know, those big dumpsters, those big green dumpsters that you put when you clean out a building. They had three of those filled to the brim, overflowing with books. Three of those dumpsters. Huge dumpsters. That's nothing compared to what God is giving us here. That's nothing. This is the book of heaven. And Jesus is teaching us through Louisa how to begin to live in the divine will. This book of heaven Jesus says it's the only book that will transform the face of the earth. It's the only book that will. He's given it to us. He's asking us to begin to understand. And what does he say? Louisa, my daughter, you have been generated in the divine will. The divine will in you you have been formed by this divine will. And in forming you, the divine light, the divine love of my divine will, more than blood, has grafted in you, Louisa, its divine ways, its divine attitude, its divine operating, making you, Louisa, embrace everyone and everything. This is so true that you, being of divine birth from the divine will calls you now newborn of my divine will, and now it's little daughter. You have to understand, newborn, firstborn. This is Louisa Picaretta. Now, let's go back to those books being tossed out by the seminary. We don't need them. We don't need them. Why are the seminaries closing? Something new is coming. Something magnificent is coming. Why are the religious communities ending? Why is somebody calling me? Oh, wouldn't you know? Okay, so... Oh, I got all the other phones ringing. Sorry about that. So what's very, very important is why are the religious communities ending? Why are they shrinking? The kingdom is coming. Why is there, you know, terrible things happening in the church and in the world? The kingdom is coming. It's time. We have to understand what God is doing. He says very, very clearly, you have a birth from the divine will. The divine will calls you now newborn. Again, that's very important for us to understand this isn't just a word that Jesus is bringing up. Firstborn isn't just a word that Jesus is bringing up. He wants us to understand what this is. Now, only the one, Louisa Picaretta, who has been generated by the divine will, can generate the children of my divine will. That's why Louisa is our little mama. You go to her to be fed. You go to her to be taught. You go to her to be led and guided. We can't be guided. I mean, St. Francis, again, that's why people don't want the divine will. They want to be taught by their founder or foundress. They are satisfied with holy things, good things, saintly things. Jesus is saying to us, I want you to be generated by the one who was generated by the divine will, Louisa Picaretta. Therefore, you, Louisa, shall be the mother of the generation of this children. Okay, so this says to us, Louisa has to be primary to us. She has to be everything for us. We have to understand newborn. We have to understand firstborn. This is not just a word that Jesus says. She has been generated by the divine will, and now she is the only one who can generate the children of my divine will, Jesus says. So he's waiting for us to go to her. He's waiting for us to embrace her. Therefore, you, Louisa, shall be the little mother of the little children of the divine will. You're the only one that can generate them. You're the only one that can give birth to them. This is why Jesus says in another part, he says that do not be severed from the umbilical cord of Louisa. Don't ever cut it. Everything will come to you through Louisa. Don't stop this. Once you begin this, continue to grow in the knowledge, the love, the light of this gift. Volume 20, 12, 8, 19, 26. My daughter Louisa, you are our echo. They always say, be careful saying our and our. You are our divine echo. That's why the echo book is so important. It's go through it, even if you do it once, go through it and begin to pray the prayers that Louisa echoes. I hear people say all the time, well, I'm going to make up my own prayers. You know, why? Who are you? Go to Louisa. Jesus says, Louisa is God's divine echo. As you enter into our most holy divine will, in order to love, to praise, and to ask for the coming of the kingdom, we, triune God, hear in you, Louisa Picaretta, the echo of our divine love, the echo of our divine glory, the echo of our divine fiat that wants to come upon earth in order to reign, that wants to be prayed and prayed again and pressed to come to reign on earth as it does in heaven. It's Louisa. So when the people say, well, I'm going to pray my rounds, I'm going to do my rounds, I'm going to pray my prayers, there's a little pride there. I want the echo of God. Who is the echo of God? Louisa Picaretta. Listen to what he says. He says, we hear the echo of our divine love, echo of our divine glory, echo of our divine fiat that wants to come upon earth, that Jesus taught thee, our Father, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, to reign. And therefore it wants to be prayed and prayed again and again and again. God wants to hear his echo found in Louisa, not in us. Our name's not there. It's Louisa. To plead with God that the kingdom will come on earth as it does in heaven. This is what God is waiting for. This is what God wants. This is our, what a great life God has given to us. We have Louisa. The more you have Louisa, the more you have Louisa, the more you will be able to live in the divine will. The less you have Louisa, don't expect to live in the divine will. I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. What does Jesus say about all the angels and saints? They all look at you, Louisa. They all come to you, Louisa. She's the firstborn. She's the newborn of the divine will. So our Lord is asking us to go to her. Our Lord is, well, there's no other way to accept this. We have to listen to Jesus and follow what he's asking. And what he's asking is that we go to Luisa Picaretta. So we'll end there in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.